live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
All right, 916. Sandberg said last week, yeah, I'm not going to be in one day next week. I said, what are you talking about? What? Oh, hey, you know, because how tough I am to work with. And then he told me what you were doing, which leads to our next guest. So tell people what you were doing and who's with us.
I volunteered at Catherine, my stepdaughter's school. She's a freshman at New Trier, and they were doing heart screenings at her school. So screening kids to, because it's October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, and this is to screen kids to hopefully catch anyone that might have some undiagnosed
indicators, markers, things like that.
Yeah, so I think Mary Beth from the Max Shevitz Foundation is here in studio, and it was the Max Shevitz Foundation that did it at New Trier. That's the organization I volunteered with, and I don't know the exact number. She could probably tell you. There was, I think, 700 kids signed up when at one point, but then they take walk-ins, so I don't know.
847.
We saw 847 kids on Wednesday. Roughly. From, you know, 8:25 till 3:20. So.
And the good news is the vast majority are perfectly fine, but you mentioned off the air, get close to that mic, you mentioned off the air, there's a remarkable amount of kids. Did you say between 18 and 20?
Oh, the largest death range is between 17 and 22. That's your risk.
17 and 22
is those age groups, but we typically find 1 to 2% of all students tested have an undiagnosed heart condition.
That's crazy high when you think about. Well, there's nothing but healthy kids out there.
Yes.
Now let's talk about Max for a second. Tell me about Max, your son, and tell me about him as a person.
Max was a crazy person. He really was. He loved reptiles. Sometimes you wonder where your kids come from.
Right.
Okay. But he had a true heart. He was rambunctious and had his own sense of justice and right and wrong, and was the sandwich in our family, just kind of held everything together.
He was really fit, active. You know, when you see pictures of him, that's the other thing about this, the cardiac arrest with these kids is they typically are athletes, very active. They're not like when you picture an older person.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I've known a couple of kids who have passed who are 20, 21 years old. So Max was perfectly healthy, no reason to be concerned.
None. Absolutely none.
And he was how old when he died?
He was 20.
20 years old. And, you know, I'm always amazed at folks who do what you do, because when you go through the worst thing imaginable, the idea that you would go back into that fire to help others is amazing. So I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, that fire does help you heal.
That's interesting. In what ways?
Because you know that you're finding other kids who, while you can't change the past, you can change their future. And
have you gotten kind of an amateur doctor's degree out of all of this?
Oh, no, I've had that for a long time. My husband's an OB-GYN, and he always says, whenever I make some medical pronouncement, where did you get your, what cereal box did you
Who
get
Who needs WebMD?
From?
Mary Beth has got it covered. So you decided to do this, and how much of an undertaking was it to even get it started?
You know, it was thanks to the leadership of Joe Merrick out in the western suburbs. Mm-hmm. He had just that year started Young Hearts for Life, a high school screening program. And we met him right after he had done his first screening at Bennett Academy and said, we think we want to be doing this too.
And I wish every school would. What are you looking for? What's an indicator that a kid should seek other tests?
You know, oftentimes these children have no indicator prior to sudden death, collapsing, and dying. So, unfortunately, the standard history and physical that's completed and recommended by the American Heart Association misses 95% of the kids with hidden heart conditions.
That's why this stuff's so important.
An EKG test doesn't rely on family history, doesn't rely on your personal history. It's an equalizer among all symptoms. It relies on standard interpretation.
So you see an irregular heartbeat, or what would you see in an EKG?
Yeah, you see a regular heartbeat for sure, and irregular patterns. And I am not a cardiologist, but they are trained to look at those things as patterns and find markers for conditions that can lead to sudden cardiac arrest.
Microphone is on.
Oops, there we go. Apologize for that.
And so one thing we did is every kid got an EKG. Mm-hmm. Some of the kids, based on how their parents signed them up, already were flagged and knew they were going to get an echocardiogram mm-hmm. on site by a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. And then there were other kids who, after the EKG, the experts come in and read it, and they would either decide if they were going to take them over to the echocardiogram or if their things looked like they didn't need to do the echo. So that's the, I think, the biggest thing. These kids paid $15 to get the EKG and possible an echocardiogram, which is thousands of dollars, right there on site, you know, that you wouldn't have ever, you would never have that opportunity. You know, like,
it's, right. It's, it takes away that anxiety and the delay. It's instant. So, you know, a child doesn't really have a lot of thought in advance about, should I be nervous about this?
Right.
It's done before they're
and as you
are
said,
able to
with,
be nervous.
With a sudden cardiac arrest, there may not be a genetic linkage, correct?
There it may not be a known genetic linkage.
Okay.
And some of these things are idiopathic, meaning they do develop on their own in that individual.
So scary.
Mary Beth, we see a movement for awareness for certain preventable cancers, and we mm-hmm. see more awareness that comes out. And when you talk about sudden cardiac situations and the fact that the death toll is much larger than some of the things that we now know everything about, lung cancer, colon cancer, all these things where you're recognizing more and more the seriousness of it. Is it just a case of awareness that there needs to be more from the medical community to say to parents, to say to families, this is something that can happen? It has nothing to do with your genetic history. You need to do this screening and make sure that this is a part of your physical health.
Yes, I really wish the medical community would rally behind this. And, you know, a number of their objections to including EKGs as part of a routine physical for young adults have been eliminated. It used to be that there were not standard interpretations that were reliable and predictable. So there were many false positives that would lead to anxiety, withdrawal from sports, expensive testing. Those standards are now, as I say, 1%, and they're really reliable to find.
Are insurance companies cooperating?
Insurance companies have to cooperate if you have a diagnostic reason.
So that's not a hurdle either.
There's not a lot of money in EKG testing. That's
okay.
A hurdle.
Okay. Right. So therefore,
no one's going to get rich doing EKG testing.
And a lot of these things that these kids have, like there was a mom that was volunteering whose son was a junior on the Nutria football team now, and he had the screening 2 years ago, and they were getting on a plane the next day to go out of town, and he was flagged. He got the echocardiogram, talked to a cardiologist. They said, no, you're not going out of town tomorrow. He ended up having the
ablation.
Mm-hmm. And then he was playing football 2.5 weeks later.
Wow.
So it's not even that you're going to get a diagnosis that's a life changer.
No,
my
brother had some heart condition diagnosis mm-hmm. when he was 21, just went through the whole thing, and he's in late 30s now, but mm-hmm. but the point being that was something that was flagged and he went through and it didn't change his lifestyle, right?
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I think that is one of the previous fears and of the medical profession too, is that you're limiting people unnecessarily when you don't have a firm diagnosis. But now the technology has really advanced, and a firm diagnosis can be a matter of days or weeks to, and resolution of that and continued management and participation in sports and full lives can be expected.
Dave?
Well, I was just going to say that my son, when he was in high school and played sports, he was tested through the foundation. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, he was fine. But we had a good friend who's a cardiologist, and I asked him, I said, so why are we doing this? And he kind of explained it. He had nothing to do with the foundation, nothing to do with the testing, also the parent of an athlete. He said, yeah, this is something really good that needs to get more of a stronghold and needs more people getting involved.
Yeah, and I'd love to be out of this business.
Right.
I would love the medical profession to take over.
Right, but there's no end in sight.
Sadly, there's not.
Texter from the 815, I was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome at my high school basketball practice. Heart testing is life-saving and must be required. So are we getting schools on board, or are you still getting pushback?
What? No. Schools are eager to be on board. This is a great opportunity for schools. We are a small foundation. As I said, Young Hearts for Life in the Western Suburbs has done a lot more screenings than we have. I think they're approaching 200,000. We've screened 80,000 children.
80,000?
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many lives you probably saved.
Well, we do.
They actually have the numbers.
You know that, right?
We do have a pretty good idea.
You said 1,900
of them are out there. Not necessarily all would have been facing a certain death, for sure.
But they were in serious trouble.
There are a number of them that have had open heart surgery for conditions that certainly would have killed them.
How about that?
And kids with implanted cardiac defibrillators who were at significant risk, very significant risk.
Well, that's what I said in the beginning. I mean, it's a wonderful legacy to Max that you're doing this. I can't imagine it's easy work, but I hope you take some joy. And
it's fun work. It's fun to see the kids. It's great.
Yeah.
I will say their energy was pretty. You hang out with a bunch of 14 and 15 year olds. It was really cool to see. They were, some of them were like, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous. Oh, I got to get to class. You know, it was a cute thing.
A freshman playing varsity golf at a premier school like Nutrier.
Right.
I mean, she's fun. A star athlete to watch going forward. It was just fun to meet these kids. And
one last texter from the 847. My youngest son was almost 15 when he died 5 years ago on May 15th, 2013, in his sleep from an undiagnosed, I'm going to butcher this, myocarditis? Yes. Had his school offer the screening. His enlarged heart may have been discovered. So I'm condolences to them. She said condolences to you as well, Mac.
The textures keep coming, and they're all saying the same thing. Thank you for the work you're doing, and thank you for the work Foundation does. By the way, it's heartsmartekg.org.
That's right.
And what about Max's foundation?
The Max Shevitz Foundation.com.
Or maxandthewildthings.com.
Right.
You can go to. So, because his love of
all things reptile.
Yeah.
All things reptile.
Yeah.
That was Max.
Thank you again. And thanks for coming in and making us more aware of this. The best way to help is to do what?
Actually, ask your school and your physician about EKG testing for your child.
Okay.
It's the time to put the pressure on the medical community.
So let's get on board.
Ask your doctor about EKG testing and why not.
Thank you, Mary Beth. And I also consider you the doctor in your family.
We might have some disagreement.
Just because you went to med school.